Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Friday, February 18th. Today's sitting of Parliament has been cancelled due to an expected police operation outside Parliament. MPs were set to continue debating in the House of Commons today to decide whether or not to approve the government's use of the Emergencies Act, which is already in effect. Police have arrested two of the main organizers behind demonstrations on Parliament Hill as large trucks continue to remain in that area. Organizers Tamara Leach and Chris Barber were arrested. They were among several arrests yesterday after interim Ottawa Police Chief Steve Bell warned protesters it was their last chance to go. The Canadian Civil Liberties Association calls the use of the act unconstitutional and is taking the federal government to court, launching a judicial review. The association says the act is supposed to be used when there's a very serious danger to the life, health, and safety of Canadians. It also condemned demonstrators in Ottawa and said residents in that area have been heavily impacted by the protests. Starting today, booster dose eligibility for COVID-19 vaccines is being expanded to youth aged 12 to 17. Appointments can be booked through the provincial booking system and the provincial vaccine contact center, as well as at some pharmacies administering the Pfizer vaccine. Individuals must be 12 years old at the time of their appointment. The movie theater in Port Elgin is closing after this weekend. Owners Tom and Christine Wright are retiring to spend more time with their family after being in the cinema business for over 46 years. They decided to retire in 2019. The theater went up for sale in 2020, and the sale is expected to close next week. Wright says the new owners do not intend to keep the theater business going, and the Wright family has sold much of the equipment and seats. He says this is their final weekend to give back to their patrons with a free movie to say thank you. The 1995 version of Jumanji will be playing for free tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. They say to show up early, it's first come, first served. Vaccine proof is required. The Wrights are thanking the community for being so supportive over the many years. Owen Sound Mayor Ian Boddy says the city should come up with a plan to attract industry and commercial business to town. The 2021 census showed an increase of 271 residents in the city of Owen Sound between 2016 and 2021. Boddy says other municipalities like Saugeen Shores and Collingwood have come up with a plan to attract industry.
Put together the plan and put together the package that we would used to attract industry and put together the inventory of industrial lands and all those types of things that were lagging behind others that are succeeding, so it must be working for them. You know, they've got a plan and they're working at it.
Boddy says the city was on the downturn for an approximate 10-year cycle, so he says it's nice to be back into the positive population-wise, though he'd like to see more people moving to the city. The Grey Bruce Health Unit's dental clinics are getting some upgrades. The health unit says its oral health programs that include in-school screenings and free dental services for eligible low-income children and seniors have continued over the course of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has not been the case in many other regions. With funding from the Ministry of Health, Public Health undertook a $320,000 project to upgrade its dental clinic at the health unit in Owen Sound. That began on January 10th and is expected to be completed by the end of the month. And a $336,000 renovation was completed at the clinic at the Southeast Grey Community Health Center in Markdale in mid-December. The Bruce County Library says this weekend it will be experiencing an outage of its online services, including its catalog, Bruce County Public Library app, Libby, Press Reader, Mango, and more apps will be affected. Meanwhile, the Owen Sound and North Grey Union Public Library will be closed Saturday to Monday to allow for a major server migration over the holiday long weekend. The library will reopen with full service on Tuesday at 10 in the morning. There will be a scheduled outage affecting library services. They're encouraging everyone to stock up for their long weekend ahead of time. Due dates and hold pickup dates will be extended to allow for the closure. Briefly in business news, markets look poised to open up today. The TSX in Toronto opens at 21,176 after going down 207 points yesterday. The Dow Jones is up 120 points in pre-market. Our dollar is trading at 78.75 U.S. cents, up 0.06 of a cent, and the price of oil is $89.82, down $1.94 a barrel. Now time for a check on sports. Here's Fred Wallace.
Good morning, Claire. A number of medals for Canada overnight. Laurent Dubray gets a silver in the men's 1,000-meter speed skating event. Bronze for Canada in men's curling as well. NHL, the Leafs beat Pittsburgh by a score of 4-1. Toronto's won two in a row. They'll play host to St. Louis tomorrow night. Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, Joel Dielman with a hat-trick for the Bradford Bulls. They win at Meaford by a score of 4-1. Lots of big hockey games tonight, including AA senior action, as the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks host Tavistock tonight at 8:30 at the Plex. That series tied at 2. Your backyard rink photos, final day for a daily prize from Remax Grey Bruce and their Facebook page. Remax Grey Bruce, your unfair advantage. And in the NBA, Miami beat Charlotte in overtime. The Heat and Chicago hit the All-Star break, tied for first in the Eastern Conference. One other note, Sauble Speedway hosting the Canadian Snowcross Racing Association Royal Distributing Cup. That goes Saturday, Sunday, and Holiday Monday.